The Physics of Freestyle will explore the science behind skiing and snowboarding, as well as the force of avalanches. Since it's for kids in kindergarten through 12th grade, it mostly will be about fun. Rich Ingbritson is a University of Utah physics professor and associate dean of student affairs for the College of Science. He says the interactive show will bring science to life and demonstrate the applied physics of sports.
We want to teach students and skiers just how physics of skiing works. Basically, we see all these great skiers going high up into the air, and they jump over jumps, and they spin, and they twist. And that's just a really wonderful exhibition of physics. And so we thought that this would be a fun way to tell kids who like to go skiing how all of that works, how they can, you know, what happens when you spin, why do they go faster. A lot of guys like to jump off cliffs and know how fast they're going when they land. They like to know how far they've gone when they jumped. And so we thought we'd teach them how to do all of that.
There will be a handful of professional skiers who will be helping out to explain how it all works.
We've got Eric Schulzke talking about ski racing, and we're talking about speed and friction on the ski slope and how they get going fast. And we've got aerial skiing, like from Trace Worthington, who talks about spinning. And we're going to talk about what happens when the body spins and how, why it goes faster. So we're going to have demonstrations. We'll not have lectures. After these guys give cool demonstrations on trampolines, spinning, and we're going to show movies of athletes going up in the air and doing all the cool things they do, then we're going to have physics demonstrations up there and show just how the physics of that works.
While athletes are more concerned with going fast or going big, Ingbritson says that it's important they understand how their skis work on the snow as well.
They have to know, for example, how fast they can go around a corner compared to the ice conditions. You know, we just got down to the Olympics and we saw these guys go around corners, and sometimes they'd speed off because the snow conditions changed. The friction between their skis and between the on the snow had changed, and so they would spin off. We saw people lose gold medals. So they do pay attention to it. And what we don't do, though, what they don't understand, a lot of the skiers here that are don't understand exactly what does it mean to have friction between your skis, and why is it you spin off? How fast can you go? What angle can you go around a corner? And so that's what we kind of want to explain to them so that they can see that.
The Physics of Freestyle will be held Thursday at the Park City Eccles Center from 2:30 to 5. It's free and open to the public. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.